Dear listener, the following information is extremely important and valuable information for all Americans and all other freedom and truth-loving individuals around the world, in every culture, nation, language. Please distribute this message.
You'd be able to really turn people on to what's going on. In one film, 3 hours, Alex, I think this says it all, man.
Yeah, to be specific, Jack, my last film, it's excellent. You can get that as low as $5.95. Almost 2 hours long, American Dictators. Martial Law is $25.95 because it's really three films in one. Yeah, it's a DVD 9. It's really three films in one. Plus, there's a long title, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. But when you get a second copy, it is $19.95. A third copy, $16.95, and so on. But get one copy, folks, and make copies. Again, this film will do nothing. It will have no effect unless you get it and make at least 10 copies and give it to people and tell them to make copies. Then thousands of videos that I send out in the next year will turn into millions. That's how we have an effect. I mean, look at government propaganda. It has to be reapplied all the time. You tell somebody the truth once. You open their eyes once to the Matrix. There's no going back. We're going
to
take those
calls. Alex, yeah, we're going to go right to the calls. I'm a witness. I am one person that saw an Alex Jones video. You had Jane Christensen on yesterday, professor from North Carolina Wesleyan. She's one person that saw a video that are getting out and influencing so many people out there, folks. You never know. You give a copy of this video to somebody, they could be the next, protagonist out there sending this to thousands and thousands and thousands of people, hopefully preserving our freedom. Let's go right back to the calls. 800-259-9231, Genesis Communications Radio Network. Our guest today, Alex Jones. Matt in Texas, you're up. Thank you for patiently holding.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Yeah, this is your best video yet, Alex. I just wanted to say that. I'm going to get a copy and make copies of it and just hand it to strangers on the street.
Where did you see it?
I've seen it on cable access, chunks of it that you've shown here in Austin.
Yeah, I've showed the whole thing about five times. I'll keep showing it for free.
Yeah.
And if somebody can catch it when the whole thing airs, then please just make copies off that.
Okay. Also, we can agree that around this time in April 19th is kind of a crazy time in history, right?
Yes.
Okay, I've got in front of me the Dictionary of Freemasonry by Robert McCoy. And in the Dictionary of Symbolical Masonry, the definition for foundation is the Masonic days proper for laying the foundation stone of a Mason's lodge are from the 15th of April to the 15th of May, and the 18th of April has been pronounced peculiarly auspicious because nothing can be more consonant with reason and propriety than to commence a building in the early spring.
Yeah, that's what the globalists like to blow stuff up and start wars.
Hey, they sunk the Titanic on the 20th of April.
There you go.
Hitler's birthday and his death day.
How crazy is that?
And Columbine giving, it's a birthday present for Hitler. We're going to go shoot a bunch of people, they said. It's the same thing over and over again.
That kid in Minnesota was going to hold off until Hitler's birthday and do it then.
People think that the founding fathers started the war because of that. No, that's when the British came to start the war and confiscate their rifles.
Right.
Lexington and Concord, April 19th.
And, of course, Waco in Oklahoma City, the 10th anniversary coming up here just in a week.
And then a few months later, on July 4th, they declared independence.
So that's it, right there, out of the Masonic dictionary, it says that that's the perfect time to lay a foundation.
Should we go so far as to expect something coming up this 19th and 20th of April?
I don't know, but I mean, I was on record saying 311 is coming up, 911 days after 9/11, and then we had the Madrid bombing, and they are obsessed with numerology. It's part of their religion, because with the Masons, it all goes back to construction and back to mathematics, because they thought it was magical, and so the secret societies of the day carry things out. Look, here's a simple, everyday example. Everybody knows that Reagan gave speeches to the minute, announced new initiatives to the day, according to Nancy's astrologer. And so there's an example of a whole government run according to an astrologer.
And I should say, at jackblood.com, if you go to our favorite links section, you can get a free download of the book Revelation 9/11 by Eric Rainbolt, which goes into a lot of detail about all this numerology.
Yeah, Eric did a great job in his research on that.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call. Keep the faith. We've got a lot of good people down here in Texas.
Appreciate that plug, Bubba.
There are no bad reviews coming into this movie.
Listen, I told people
nobody disagrees with it.
I told folks at PrisonPlanet.tv, send me any review, good, bad, and ugly. They've all been good. And we stopped posting reviews at about 100. I told Paul to post any new ones that come in, but he's been so busy he hasn't. But not one bad review. Folks, it's head, shoulders, above Road to Tyranny. Road to Tyranny is excellent. You've got to get it. But this video is powerful. The only problem is my films are so long. Something 60 minutes is really effective, but what you can do is show, say, the 9/11 hour-long section to somebody, cue it up to that, and then say, when you're done watching this, watch the other two parts. 3 hours is a little much for somebody that their first time, but the film is, again, broken up really as three films or three chapters, kind of like a miniseries.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to sit down and watch it all or force people to watch it all at once. You can break it up.
Dear listener, here is some more information on April 19th. It turns out that April 19th, 1993 was the 50th, or silver, anniversary theatrical reenactment for the globalists to remember and celebrate an event of when Adolf Hitler stormed the Warsaw, Poland ghetto and arrested all the Jews there, because the rumor was that they were stockpiling some weapons to resist the eventual Nazi takeover they saw coming, much like the Davidian Christian Church in Texas were concerned about the New World Order. Unfortunately for the Davidians, they were a bit paranoid, yet they were actually right on, but preparing at least 12 years too soon. The globalists also had to do something to stop the public from having any desire to follow the Davidians' lead and prepare, perhaps convincing others to do the same. Therefore, they all, unfortunately, had to be executed. Now, who out there can say with any conscience that our government hasn't been run by Nazi fascist sympathizers since at least 1993? Again, on April 19th, 1993, this was the 50th anniversary of a Nazi attack in Warsaw, Poland, on April 19th, 1943. Late in the planning of Waco, Janet Reno was brought in as Attorney General to carry out the attack on an Antichrist-numbered date, March 11th, 1993. That's a Freemasonic 3 for March and an 11, where 3/11 is a 33, the master number. Maybe Waco is how Reno got her degrees, by torching a church. She was nominated by Clinton on February 11th, 1993, and confirmed on March 11th. For information on how the Illuminati's schedule things based on numbers and dates, please read the free ebook linked at Jack Blood's favorite link section, jackblood.com. The name of the book is Revelation 9:11. Warning, it's scarier than any Stephen King novel, because it's true and what we're facing, and we can't just wake up from it. Posted on another website about April 19, 1943 is the following. Many Jews in ghettos across Eastern Europe tried to organize resistance against the Germans to arm themselves with smuggled and homemade weapons. Between 1941 and 1943, underground resistance movements formed in about 100 Jewish groups. The most famous attempt by Jews to resist the Germans in armed fighting occurred in the Warsaw Ghetto. In the summer of 1942, about 300,000 Jews were deported from Warsaw to Treblinka. When reports of mass murder in the killing center leaked back to the Warsaw Ghetto, a surviving group of mostly young people formed an organization called the ZOB, for the Polish name Zajdowska Organizacja Bojowa, which means Jewish Fighting Organization. The ZOB, led by 23-year-old Mordechai Anielewicz, issued a proclamation calling for the Jewish people to resist going to the railroad cars. In 1943, Warsaw Ghetto fighters fired upon German troops as they tried to round up another group of ghetto inhabitants for deportation. Fighters used a small supply of weapons that had been smuggled into the ghetto. After a few days, the troops retreated. This small victory inspired the ghetto fighters to prepare for future resistance. On April 19th, 1943, the Warsaw Ghetto attack began after German troops and police entered the ghetto to deport its surviving inhabitants. 750 fighters fought the heavily armed and well-trained Germans. The ghetto fighters were able to hold out for nearly a month, but on May 16, 1943, the revolt ended. The Germans had slowly crushed the resistance. Of the more than 56,000 Jews captured, about 7,000 were shot. and the remainder were deported to killing centers or concentration camps. Now, who out there can say with any conscience that our government hasn't been run by Nazi fascist sympathizers since at least 1993? Please massage your temples if it hurts realizing this, and don't let it fly above your head. It seems that no one really gets it in full yet. So when Chris Matthews tells Jack Blood face to face that he saw nothing wrong with what happened at Waco, he is really quite smugly stating that he is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed fascist Nazi sympathizer and is all for the New World Order. Apologies in advance if I am stating this like a concentrated cup of coffee that tastes bitter. I feel it is a very significant point about Waco, and it should get everyone to read the free ebook Revelation 9:1-1, because Chapter 4 mathematically proves a satanic Nazi cult hidden from common view in the floating capstone is deceptively running the world from a round table someplace, probably Bavaria. And by floating capstone, I refer to the symbol on the back of the $1 bill. Can't happen in America? A big old knot. If recruits in the army come and check out these facts, they can really walk away and think that Skull and Bones Bush is nothing but another Hitlerian-type spirit, a PR front for an international cabal of bloodthirsty fascist Illuminati bankers who previously set the stage for World War II in the 1940s. They should recheck who is currently cutting their paychecks. The armies of the nations of the world, including UN peacekeepers, need to perform a mutiny on the bounty and turn and spin the pyramid of power on its head if they want to go down having more dignity than the average Nazi soldier from World War II. Will they become smart enough to pull that off for Jesus? And for the mathematically inclined, the probability that such a event that highly parallels Waco being a 50th anniversary is about 365 times 50 or 1 out of 18,250 of a chance. And the parallel is that a religious group is targeted for stockpiling weapons in the anticipation of a fascist takeover. All the people in each case were all executed. I'd multiply that 18,250 by at least another 1,000 to 100,000 to calculate the probability of this just being a coincidence. This wasn't just like Hitler's birthday or something. Also, April 19th used to be recognized as Patriots' Day. Remember? April 19th, 1776, was the beginning of the Revolutionary War, where redcoats attempted to collect the colonists' firearms. More is contained in Jack Blood's forum at jackblood.com under the title Waco Anniversary. Thank you, and I encourage all of you listening to this to go to Jack Blood's favorite link section, or his forum, or the 911letsroll.org forum, and find the PDF ebook download, Revelation 9:1-1, and pay particular attention to Chapter 4, the chapter on how the Illuminati have used numerology in scheduling world events against the people of the world. Please pass on this real news.